Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we are in our third and final hour of Sports Talk before we hand things off to the Will Wade Show on the LSU Sports Radio Network. About 20 minutes away from LSU, their first pitch against Southern. They played a doubleheader, as you heard, Mark Menard in Sports Flash. They won their first game earlier today against Nichols. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Mark Menard at Master Control. And before the top of the hour, we talked about Irv Cross and some news on him. Bobby passing away on Sunday at the age of 81. And I know you've interacted with him in your playing days.
Yes. I mean, damn, it's like it sucks getting old. And, you know, you don't realize how time flies by. I'm looking at this text from 2544. Who would have thought that Irv Cross was 81 years old? Now, if you're young, you're millennial, whatever, you don't know Irv Cross. Who in the hell is Irv Cross? Well, let me tell you about Irv Cross. He was an unbelievable defensive back in the National Football League. And, you know, you want to parlay that if you have an opportunity to talk about football. And he did that. He was part of the first pregame NFL shows. We got to take that for granted when you look at ESPN. You look at Fox, you look at CBS. But he was the first black sports TV analyst when all said and done. You know, when you're laying the groundwork, you always want to be a first.
Trailblazer.
Yes, trailblazer. Irv Cross, the former NFL defensive back, who became the first black man to work full-time as a sports analyst on national television. He just died this past Sunday. Chris, I wasn't there Monday, so we didn't have time to get to it. So I wanted to get to this. He was 81 years of age. The same age as my dad, who's passed away March 28th. So that's why it caught my attention, you know, look at 81 years of age. I can just tell you, I'm not doing the damn radio and dying on the set. I'm going to be 61 in August. Boy, it's amazing how time flies. But Irv Cross being 81 years of age. I did not realize this, that he's with the Philadelphia Eagles. He spent six of his nine NFL seasons with the Eagles. Now, if you look at it, he's more remembered not necessarily as a player, but more doing the pregame. Chris, I can remember when you get together and, you know, the Saturday before the game, when you fly to a hotel, your opposing city, and you're sitting with the likes of Irv Cross, Pat Summerall, John Madden. When I think about that, and just hanging out. Okay, what's going to happen in the game tomorrow? Boy, I treasure those moments now that I think of us. Think of this. Now, look at CBS Sports Chairman Sean McManus. He says, all of us at CBS Sports are saddened by the news of Irv Cross's passing. Irv was a pioneer who made significant contributions to the storied history and tradition of CBS Sports. Now, we CBS Sports Radio. It all goes hand in hand. And you know who else I remember who was ahead of the curve, so to speak? She was Miss Kentucky, Phyllis George. I think she passed away last year, if I'm correct on that. Phyllis George, and then also he's still working strong, the great Brent Musburger. Brent Musburger.
The voice of the Raiders.
Yes, now voice of the Raiders. Mark Davis loves Brent Musburger. And what he's doing. But he's old school. Brent Musburger is new school, but he's also been old school.
I remember when he hosted NFL Today on CBS.
Yes.
That was the pregame show.
Yes. He set the standard for the NFL pregame shows would you have NFL Today? Irv Cross is part of that. Brenton Busberger, Phyllis George, all of those individuals.
Jimmy the Greek.
Now, Jimmy the Greek, I remember Jimmy the Greek went down to Galliano at the Chalala Bar. And they playing Bure. They're out there. And
I've seen it on Inside the NFL. There's a feature story on Inside the NFL.
This late 80s, unbelievable when you look at Jimmy the Greek and all was involved with the NFL pregames at that time. Now, I didn't realize this about Irv Cross. He was drafted in the seventh round. You know, I want to say then they had like 12 rounds. But he was drafted by the Eagles in 1961. Then, played with the Eagles. Then he was traded to the Rams in 1966. And then he returned to the Eagles in 69 as a player coach for his final season. If we wouldn't have Pete Carmichael, I would say, why wouldn't Drew Brees come? Because making too much money now with NBC. But be a player coach of Sean Payton. Wouldn't you want Drew Brees' mind still in the meeting room? If it might be too many minds, it might melt down. It might be a nuclear meltdown if you had Pete Carmichael, Drew Brees, and Sean Payton. So maybe we can't have him in the meeting room.
That quarterback room would be awfully intimidating.
Yeah, it'd be like, what? You don't understand?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, right. So it'd be almost too much knowledge, so to speak. But when you look at it, that's what he did in his final year. He was a player coach in 1969. Now, I did not realize this. Irv Cross is a two-time Pro Bowler. Christian, I'm proud. I made the Pro Bowl in 1994. I was a one-time Pro Bowler. Where Irv Cross is a two-time Pro Bowler, I never knew that. He never told me that. You know, I just looked at him. He played, and then now he's talking about football. He had 22 interceptions in his career, 14 fumble recoveries, 8 forced fumbles, and a pair of pick sixes, defensive touchdowns. That's pretty impressive. But you know what also impressed me? Because we say this today. He also averaged, now he was a punt and kick returner, but he averaged 28 yards a kick return. If you're averaging 25 and a half, 26 yards a kick returner, that's getting it done at a high level. He joined CBS.
Those are all pro numbers.
He joined, yes, exactly, as a kick returner. So, but he joined CBS in 1971. To becoming the first black network sports show anchor. But, you know, I didn't realize this, that Brent Musburger tweeted this, that when he first met Irv Cross, we met at Northwestern. Not Northwestern Louisiana, Northwestern in Chicago, Big Ten, where Zach Street's from. Mm-hmm. We met at Northwestern. When Irv played both ways, you know, those back in the late 50s, early 60s, they would go both ways. He played both ways for the great coach, Era Parsegan. Now, you ever watch Notre Dame football on Sunday morning before you're going to church? This is way back in the day. Listen, Era Parsegan, Notre Dame would wish they had those kind of seasons that they had back then. That's when the Fighting Irish were dominant. I didn't realize that Irv Cross played for him at Northwestern before Coach Parsegan went to Notre Dame. Now, to me, when you look at it, it's all about being a mentor. And you look at the number of individuals and all the different pregame shows we have. He led the way for African Americans to host the NFL and other sports shows. And it just speaks volumes. All I know is when you look at Brenton Busberger, who is still relevant, and how he's commenting on Irv Cross and all the people that he was associated with.
Bobby, let me see your notes on this story. Let me see that. Okay. Yeah. So Bobby has three different highlighters in this on his notes here. Okay. So you got like a blue, you got a pink, and you've highlighted Irv Cross in pink, NFL in pink in the first sentence of your notes. So, and then you have the normal highlight, the yellow.
Yeah, that's passive.
Okay, so yeah, so explain the pink for me.
The pink is important, but not as important as the blue.
Okay, so that's the hierarchy of the highlighters.
Yeah, but what is like the cusp of the story? Like what is like the meat and potatoes?
Okay, I gotcha.
This is who we're talking about, and then you highlight like a noun. And I've been doing this for 23 years, Christian.
It's your system.
I don't care about no internet and all that crap. I mean, Just give me a story, and then I'll do research on it. And then the yellow is just kind of the generic parts of it.
Okay. We'll get the hierarchy. So blue, pink, and then yellow.
Yeah, you have to separate different things, what you really want to emphasize, if that makes sense.
I really want to take a picture of this and put it on Twitter. Just because it's that entertaining in and of itself. So blue, what did we learn today, class? Blue is more important than pink. Pink's more important than yellow.
But it could change in the future. In my mind, it depends on my highlighters if I'm losing some juice. If I'm losing some juice and then it's not as bright, you always got to be bright. The more you highlight stuff, it has to be like a fresh highlighter.
I got you.
It can't be a weak highlighter.
No weakness. It'll be strong. So,
because all of a sudden my yellow highlighter is not doing well. It's kind of running out. And I'm like, damn, because of COVID, you know, I guess I got to go to the store. I got to get me, ship me some more yellow highlighters. So what did I have on hand? I said, I very seldom use the orange, so I'm going to use the orange to take the place of the yellow. I don't know. That's what went through my mind, and that's what I did today.
The hierarchy of Bobby's highlighters. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk, Larry and Jefferson. What's going on, Larry? You're on WWL.
Guys, I just want to make the point, and you all kind of made it. Before Irv Cross, Brent Musburger, Phyllis Jordan, Jimmy the Greek started the NFL today, there was nothing. Just like you talked to young
there
guys
there was nothing.
Now about, yeah. There was a day when there was no ESPN.
Right.
There was a day when there was no NFL today. The show you were watching would end, and they'd come on with the broadcast, and all you'd hear from was the guys at the game. Remember,
yep.
Bobby, the two guys?
Without a doubt.
And they carved the mold, so to speak, for the pregame shows we are still watching today.
Amen. No, Larry, when we watch today, whether no matter what the network, whether it's ESPN or even Sunday Night Football, you look at NBC, no matter what the network, whether when ESPN started, I started right after college, going to the USFL, ESPN. We were part of them getting exposure, and they were associated with ABC, and then eventually with Disney, that got all bought out. But if you look at NFL football, there was no Fox at the beginning. There was CBS, there was NBC, and ESPN, then Fox came on board. But all the pregames all started on NFL Today on CBS, and you named individuals. That was a big part of that because they didn't have any of that before them.
That's exactly right. I mean, Brent was the mouthpiece.
Yep.
Irv was the been there, done that. Phyllis, for lack of a better word, was kind of the eye candy.
Yep.
That's the Greek came and talked of all things, talked about gambling on network TV.
Yes.
That was huge. And like I said, we're still watching that show in different form. Maybe they have three been there, done that instead of just one, you know. But however you want to slice it, they've made the mold for the shows we watch today.
Yeah, Larry, great point because they laid the groundwork. Now, Larry, what I did not realize because talking to Irv Cross a number of years, I didn't realize he was a two-time Pro Bowl cornerback. And then when I look at the production, 22 interceptions, 14 fumble recoveries, 8 forced fumbles. He had a couple of pick sixes. Look at the return game. I didn't really know he was the jack of all trades. And when you consider, I mean, I know you, just by you mentioning, I know you know Ara Parsegan. You think of us at Notre Dame, you don't even think of him as Northwestern in Chicago, but Irv Cross went both ways for him.
You know, if I hadn't watched Rudy, the movie, I wouldn't know Ara Parsegan. I wouldn't know who he was.
Well, God.
I'm talking about the age group.
That's crazy, Christian, because to me that's a household name. If you know Notre Dame football or Fighting Irish history, you can go after that Dan Devine and all Lou Holtz.
What?
The guy who was really laying the groundwork, even before Ara Parsegan, I want to say Kuherick, whose son coached me in the USFL, the Oakland Invaders, Larry Kuherick. Bill Kuherick, who was here with the Saints. His dad, I want to say Joe, God, I think I got this right, Joe Kuherick with Notre Dame, It was like unbelievable, legendary. So listen, it's amazing. That's why you have to do what's best for yourself and your family, and you want to lay a positive groundwork. I mean, how many people truly know, like when you look at football history, when you say Daryl Royal with the Texas Longhorns, they go like, who? Daryl Royal? Who in the hell's that? Barry Switzer. Oklahoma Sooners.
I know more with the Cowboys than I do with the Sooners.
Okay, got his name slipping my mind. Is it Bud Wilkerson? No. With Oklahoma Sooners in 1955, what they did in the 50s, winning national championships. So you have like Vince Lombardi with the trophies named after in the Super Bowl. I think at times we maybe acknowledge history, but we don't know it. It might be a flash in the pan.
We don't recall it.
We don't recall it, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But Eric Parsegian, what he did for Notre Dame football, I'm telling you, and Larry, you might relate to this, but I can remember, I think it was on Channel 6 locally in New Orleans, because I'm down on the bayou, before you went to church, that you could watch Notre Dame football game that was replayed on a Sunday morning before you went to church. I'm like, what?
I remember being at my Uncle Paul's, at my late Uncle Paul's house. We'd maybe go fishing early Sunday. And we'd get back, and there was the replay of Notre Dame. He'd have it on while he was cleaning fish.
God, what was his name? It was like the announcer. Was it Vince Scully? It was un-freaking believable. You hear that voice, it gives me goosebumps. He was unbelievable. How, acknowledge it. That's why we got to appreciate the past. So you can truly appreciate the future.
That's why Notre Dame football was so popular down here, because of that tradition.
Well, a bunch of Catholics down here.
Yeah.
Of course.
Amazon and talks exclusively to carry many NFL games, Bobby. So how do you feel about that? And they're in talks with the NFL, Amazon, carrying. Remember they carried a game or two?
So explain that to me more going forward, because I want to be enlightened.
Instead of two games, it might be six, five. It might be 10.
Well, the NFL's offer that. It just showed me the money.
I think it's great because you're going to reach a younger audience. You're always trying to expand and grow, right?
Right.
Well, that's how the NFL is going to.
Without a doubt.
The NFL can expand their audience and reach younger audiences through Amazon.
Well, just look at the success they had with dealing with Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
What? How would you ever think, like, can you think about even, not even 10 years, 5 years ago, what in the hell does Nickelodeon and the NFL have in common? Well, all of a sudden, I think Nickelodeon is connected with CBS, and then all of a sudden they have in the NFL games with a little flair and all. And
it's slime.
It's a big success. Yeah. Sean Payton getting slime. All of a sudden you got 30 million viewers. I mean, listen, you have to have visionaries in the NFL, and that's one thing. You can hate on the NFL, but they looking beyond what's occurring right now. In 2020, 2021, more they progress at more like 2030 and the future and all the different venues, how you could view the game and capitalize on that.
Bobby, the NFL is also proposing a rule change that would keep NFL teams from hiring coaches until after the Super Bowl. You're for or against that rule?
So wait, explain that again. That went over
so
my head.
There's a rule proposed that would keep NFL teams from hiring coaches, head coaches, until after the Super Bowl.
Well, that makes sense because that would protect any minority coaches or coaches in general, like Eric Bieniemy. They're in the Super Bowl hunt, so they want to coach now. So if you're going to fire your coach or your staff, whatever, we're all going to do it at the same time post-Super Bowl. So that would make sense because everybody's on an even playing field.
Well, you can fire them the day after the regular season.
Yeah, but you can't hire nobody.
You can't.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
But are you going to push back the league year? So think about that.
Oh, no, that's a good point.
If you're doing your homework, the Super Bowl is usually the first week, perhaps the second week of
February.
In some instances, that 9-10 range of February. And then you can't hire. But if you do your homework, you're going to take a week at least to do your homework and interview candidates.
Right.
So you're talking about the middle of February, and then a month later, the start of the league year begins. So you got to push it back.
So just,
and then you push it back to draft.
So then when you push back that, then you push back the draft. I mean, who cares if you have the draft late April, early May, and late May, early June? I mean, the NFL is already 24/7, 365 days.
Yeah.
The NFL is the top dog.
They dominate the sports.
Yeah,
calendar.
They can do whatever they want. And if they're trying to do the right thing to give more individuals opportunities for job, the job prospects going forward, because you don't want to hinder a coach because he's in a playoff battle, he can win a world championship, and a team's not patient. So I might be interested in hiring this individual, but they're still playing, so I'm going to go in a different direction. No, so that's why that comes about.
It cuts both ways, too, because what about that defensive or offensive coordinator that's among the NFC or AFC championship teams or the Super Bowl teams, and they're hired and introduced as the coach, but yet they still have to finish their contract in the Super Bowl with that other team, and then perhaps they're not as well prepared because they're also taking another job. We see it all the time in college coaching, where they remain through the bowl game, and then they go, and usually they stink in the bowl game.
No, but they didn't stink this year. Steve Sarkisian, what he did for Alabama, he knew he was going to Texas. I think Alabama kind of kicked ass, and then he knew he was going to Texas, and he got that gig. No, to me, that would be fair, because you could be focused on one thing, and you're not getting distracted. That would make sense. If you're truly trying to help the university and the individual coach, the opportunities, if that would occur.
Also, kind of on your conversation earlier about being obese, the fattest cities in America have been released, the top 20. Where do you think New Orleans comes in on that list?
Well, the whole Deep South is freaking fat.
Let me tell you.
The whole Deep South's fat.
You're right.
I mean,
come on,
what we like to eat?
Baton Rouge is 3 on the list. Shreveport is 4. Mobile, which is part of the Houdat Nation.
I didn't even look at this, and I know it.
Is 8. Lafayette is 9.
Well, we like
New
fried
Orleans
food.
Is 19.
We like fried food. I mean, I don't know. Is this good for you? I don't know. It freaking tastes good. It tastes good. If it tastes good, I'm eating it. I mean, we're not worried about our health. You know what's crazy is that I remember talking to Hokie. Now, Hokie would say, maybe I should have, had a better lifestyle or eaten better, whatever. But I remember, who doesn't like meat? Down south, we all like meat. Wild game or whatever, just meat in general. But I remember Hokie saying, we go in a good steakhouse and, we're eating together, hanging out. Christian, you've been with him.
Yeah.
And it was like,
green.
Do you want any broccoli or do you want anything on the side? And he would say, I ain't a freaking rabbit. I mean, what?
Just knock the horns off of it.
Yeah, I'm not a rabbit. But you know what? It's good to be a rabbit every now and then.
Tell me
about
it.
You need to get those vegetables, fruits and vegetables.
If my meal came with asparagus and his came with broccoli, I was eating my asparagus and his broccoli.
Yes.
On the road.
Yep, yep. So, the bottom line, fruits and vegetables, we gotta just do a better, collard greens, depending what you put in those collard greens and all what comes about. But, we're not necessarily health conscious like we need to be in the Deep South.
Yeah, I was surprised to see Baton Rouge at 3 and New Orleans at 19. I thought it'd be the other way around.
Yeah, so that is surprising. So Baton Rouge 3 and New Orleans 19.
Yep. All right. We're
I would have thought we'd all be about the same.
Yeah, me too.
In the Deep South, yeah.
Tim Zimmer is up next. This is Sports Talk here.
Now, I'm not talking about eating Brussels sprouts for life. No.
But they're good to have every once in a while.
How with that?
This is WWL.
How about eating some wild salmon? I mean, that's good for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.